Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Lynn Morella, a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's our ethics expert in the Brain Trust, the founder and the president of the Center for Leadership and Ethics, the author of In Search of Ethics, and I think he's got another book either out or about to become out, about to be released. But he's here to talk to us about the ethical state of planet Earth today. Lynn Morella, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here with you, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
And is there a new book out?
Yes, there is. A couple of months ago, I put out my new book entitled To Lead is to Serve.
You know I don't have a copy of that book, Bob.
How come you don't have a copy?
I don't understand that. Somebody dropped the ball there, so make sure I get an autographed copy there. To lead is to serve.
Yes, it's a practitioner's handbook on servant leadership.
I got you. I like that. So we're looking
forward. Jim Winston Churchill once said, "If I had more time, I'd write you a shorter letter." that applies to books as well.
Yeah.
I took 50 years of experience and condensed it into 50 pages. So I took more time to write a shorter book, but
there you go.
Jam packed with information.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my copy. Lynn, one of the things that I do, if your ears should burn on a regular basis, because I'm very often prone to quote you on something you taught us a long time ago. When I ask you, what's the definition of ethics? Probably 10 years ago, you started telling us that ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And I love that definition. And when I say that to people, they just sort of, a calm comes over them as if they just heard a truth from a sage. And I always tell them, you know, I got it from you because they know I'm not a sage. But anyway, ethics is taking a hit these days in the institutions. I'm going to call it ethics is still being practiced, Lynn, on Main Street. We don't have any other way of practicing on Main Street because we're in a bubble. We're under a glass. But the big guys, Wall Street, Washington, places like that, ethics is taking a hit, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we have a wide range of rationalization. People trying to justify what they're doing with the means, you know, the ends are okay. The means are okay as long as you get the right end, and that's mm-hmm. not true.
So an example would be this thing that happened with J.P. Morgan Chase. This recent loss that they took. Now companies lose money. I mean, and big companies lose a lot of money. I mean, that happens. People make mistakes. But this sounds like, I mean, this is a case where the trader was hedging, and he apparently, and I'm not smart enough to understand exactly how it works, but what I do understand, Lynn, is that it got so big, the trade got so big, the hedge got so big, that one trade actually became the market. And apparently nobody was looked around and said, wait a minute, this can get out of hand. But apparently it was so lucrative, at least it seemed it would be at the time, that nobody would stop and do the right thing.
Well, and it's happening in our politics too. People are just so polarized that they feel like they have to make their case, and they make their case with untruths, with exaggeration, with modifications.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just inch by inch, our moral values are incrementally deteriorating. And the consequence of that is, in the end, we're going to do ourselves in if we're not careful.
Well, and see, this is, now I come back to something, another person I quote on a regular basis, and that's the late Daniel Patrick Moynihan, that I know you know, said, He called what you just described defining deviancy down.
Exactly.
Meaning if I am the president or the senator or the congressman or the secretary of whatever, and I say something that while you might not could call me a liar, certainly I've taken liberty with the truth. If that's coming from my mouth with my credential, then people watching me say, well, I guess that's the new normal. And that's defining deviancy down, isn't it?
Yeah, my wife used the word desensitizing.
Yeah.
You know, there are times when, you know, 30 years ago when you went to a movie and you saw a lot of crap on the
yeah.
screen. First of all, you didn't see much. When you did, you walked out.
Right.
Now it's just kind of accepted.
Yeah, I'm still walking out, by the way. Stand by, a quick break, 20 till we're going to talk more about the ethical condition of planet Earth with our good friend Len Morella after these messages. And are you and I contributing into any of this? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.